The Arizona Coyotes seem to be struggling for success the same way almost every other professional team in the Valley is, as the organization hasn't made the NHL playoffs since the 2011-2012 season. The team has also had unsteady management, to say the least, but got a brand new owner in the offseason. With the puck dropping tonight for the Coyotes' opening game, optimism actually reigns on and off the ice. Is it justified, though? Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Craig Morgan, who covers the team for The Athletic and has witnessed many of its ups and downs. They started by talking about the Coyotes' big offseason moves, including the trade for high-priced winger Phil Kessel, who contributed to two Stanley Cup winners in Pittsburgh.
I think they wanted to make an impact, and that had something to do with what was happening off the ice. Phil Kessel is a big name. He has a relationship with Coach Rick Tocchet, a very good relationship, one that has been talked about a lot, one that helped lead to two Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh. Phil has been portrayed a number of ways. I'm not sure many of them are actually accurate portrayals. He's been portrayed as a bit of an enigma in other cities. He had some success in Pittsburgh, and a lot of that was credited to Rick Tocchet. Phil Kessel will tell you himself that he has a great relationship with Rick Tocchet. So by bringing him in, they hope to address their most glaring need, and that is scoring. They simply did not put the puck in the net enough last season. They finished dead last in 5-on-5 goals, so that was the big move. Carl Soderberg could be an underrated addition as well, a guy who gives them net front presence, penalty killing, number of other things.
So goaltending, obviously incredibly important in the game of hockey. Where are the Coyotes at right now with that?
Funny you should ask. Antti Raanta apparently is out with a lower body injury day-to-day. This has happened three straight years where he's had injuries early in the year. That's troubling. Maybe it'll prove to be minor, but again, given the history, it's troubling. Darcy Kuemper is apparently also sore, but I'm told there are no issues there. He should be ready to go for the season opener at least. With those two, they have a nice balance. If they're both healthy, they have an enviable situation in goal that not many teams can sport. You can probably divide the games up. I'm not sure if it's an even split, but you can give one guy rest and practice time while the other's playing and just ride the hot goalie. So that's the advantage. But again, you have to have Antti Raanta healthy, and that's been a problem the past three seasons.
So as far as the regular season goes, can a team make do with a goalie who's doing well but not dominating? And how much does that depend on the rest of the talent you have?
Yes, I think you can get top 10 goaltending and still be a playoff team just fine. But yeah, you have to. It's obviously a team game, and you need contributions from other areas of the ice. Again, the scoring was the big one for them last year, but Darcy Kuemper really filled in well last year when they were playing that defensive style where they finished, I believe, tied for fifth in goals against in the league. He was a big part of that. Obviously, the team was as well, the style they played, but he was a big part of that. So you can have success with that style. How far it can carry you without the requisite offense, I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to come back to on the ice, but we have to go off the ice because, as usual, there's Coyotes news off the ice. New ownership. I don't know how much we know about Alex Morello at this point, whether you've had a chance to even dig in on his past a whole lot, frankly. But does this in some ways feel like a more positive move in that it seems like maybe this is someone who is in this for the long haul? Maybe we'll be able to spend money. Maybe we'll be able to get, if need be, get a new direction to find a new arena?
It feels like a positive direction simply for the fact that he has money. he is a billionaire. If you look at estimations of his wealth, it's always in the billions, and the Coyotes have not had anything close to that in their entire history in the Valley. So that alone could make this ownership group a game changer. As far as how he's going to operate, we don't know. We haven't heard from Alex Morello since the news conference, which I find a little surprising, but he does have a lot of business interests. So hopefully once the season starts, he'll be a little more visible, a little more public with his thoughts and with his plans. In terms of his background, we know the basics. I think everyone's heard that, you know, sort of a self-made, now billionaire, started with the tuxedo shop, the chain of pizza, the pizza chain that he bought in L.A., and then he's branched into media, into gaming, a number of backgrounds that are interesting backgrounds, I think, in this particular market when you're looking to build an arena. He has real estate backgrounds as well, so will the real estate and gaming backgrounds somehow come together in the dream location along the 101 corridor, on the reservation out there?
So how do you read then, such as it was, the Andy Barroway era? Does it almost seem like sort of a wah-wah that he's done now already?
Yeah, I honestly didn't have high expectations when he took over. Okay. I thought it was a little troubling and concerning that they were going in that direction. And I think a lot of people were surprised that Ice Arizona had moved on the previous ownership group. There was a rift there between Andy Barroway and that group, and that partially led to this. But you know, everything that I've been told and reported actually is that he had some financial difficulties in ownership of this team, and this move needed to be made for the long-term health of this franchise.
The Coyotes were so close to being a playoff team last year that if they have pretty good health, because no team has perfect health, is this a team that looks like it should make the playoffs?
I think this is a playoff contender with the pieces that they have, assuming they can, like you said, stay healthy. The West is not very strong this year, the Western Conference. I do see some teams that are probably playoff locks, but I see other teams that could fall off. I do think there's a spot available for them if they build on what they did last season. I do think they have the pieces in place.
What's the vibe around the team right now in terms of chemistry, in terms of how they feel going into this regular season?
There's a lot of optimism around there, and clearly some of it's driven by Alex Morello's purchase of the team. That helps. That's, as I said, could be a game changer, and I think most of the people internally feel like it will be. But beyond that, and you hear this cliche all the time in the NHL, good in the room. You know, it's overplayed about chemistry in a locker room. But I have covered this team for a very long time, and I've been in a lot of locker rooms. I don't remember a more harmonious locker room than the one that exists right now. And I think, while I'm not sure how many wins that can equate to, I don't think it hurts. This group of players really seems to get along and be behind each other. And I have to believe that that can help.
Okay, are you predicting playoffs?
I'm predicting playoffs.
Okay. Craig Morgan, beat writer for The Athletic, does an amazing job. Craig, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Steve.